This morning, there were also ceremonies at the Pentagon. Children from nearby schools led the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In the year since last September 11th, the rebuilding has allowed everyone to move back into all the office space damaged or destroyed by the attack at the Pentagon. About 23,000 people work there. That's almost 100 times the population of the small town of Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Another ceremony was held this morning in a field just outside Shanksville to honor 40 people on board United Airlines Flight 93 who died when the plane was crashed. That memorial began with music from the Johnstown Symphony Orchestra and the 2nd Marine Aircraft Wing Band. More than 500 relatives and friends of the victims traveled to Shanksville for the anniversary. 1 year ago, their plane crashed after the passengers and crew retook the airliner from the hijackers and prevented another tragedy like the ones in New York and at the Pentagon. Sandy Dahl, the wife of one of the pilots, spoke today.
The pride that I feel for my husband Jason and the crew and passengers of Flight 93 is beyond measure. The world is a better place for having them for such a brief time. Adversity does not build character. Adversity reveals character. After September 11th, we know there is no shortage of angels.
Sandy Dahl, the wife of one of the pilots of Flight 93, speaking this morning at a ceremony that honored those who died on the flight.